Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, and hello everybody. The program where you can call in, talk about what you're mad about or glad about, or what you'd like to be glad about or mad about. Work it any way you want. We're open-minded. So, I heard on the news again, once again, that Mr. Trump is obviously in trouble, you know, violating the... That there obviously is a rule that you cannot take documents home from the White House. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, and I guess that rule would make some sense.
It does, yeah.
So he violated that, so they say, and he's getting together with his lawyers to figure out what his response is going to be if he's indicted on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same old stuff. People in so-called high places with money and all that in trouble. Same kind of thing. Instead of bending toward helping people who need it and people who are struggling and so on and so forth. So, you got, November 24, you got the presidential. You got three potentials. Now, somebody told me today, I didn't hear anything about it, but somebody told me. In fact, my dentist told me today that Joe Biden fell down again and that he's having a lot of trouble talking. And he obviously read that Biden's wife is promoting him and pushing him to run for president again. I don't know why she wants to do that. I mean, that is the weirdest thing, you know. Maybe she wants to get rid of him. I don't know. Who knows?
All
right. So you have that situation. And then you got the other guy, the Spanish guy, Sanchez, from Florida.
Mm-mm.
He made an announcement that he's going to run. And then you got Mr. Trump. I don't like any of them.
Neither do I.
I don't like a governor of a state that does nothing about the problems that we the disabled face. He's got a big service dog school there, but no license, no regulations. He's got all the nursing homes there where people are suffering. And they don't do anything about these things. It's pretty. If you click on YouTube, and I click it on only on accident all the time, but it's pretty obvious. A lot of these companies are advancing and looking for different ways to help people. And there's a lot of health-related instruments now that have nothing to do with drugs or chemicals. And every video that you listen to, you watch, you'll note that the announcer will say, hurry up and click this video on because you don't know if it's going to be there tomorrow. The government's trying to get rid of it. the medical profession, trying to get rid of it. And, you know, talking about different things that help people. Now, I don't know what these different things are, because you gotta click on the damn thing, and they want you to go to another video to find out what it is. I don't know why they do that. If they have your attention, why the hell don't they just tell you what it is they're talking about?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are visually impaired, I mean, I can't read it. I can't read the website they want you to go to, or the second video or whatever it is. But the point being, all these companies are trying to improve and advance themselves, and one guy invented an air conditioner that you just fill it with water, and it uses very little electricity, and it cools off any room.
That's nice.
So he said. I mean, I don't know how true it is, but all kinds of things out there. And the disabled community and help for the disabled is at a standstill.
Mm.
And back in the dark ages, you know, it's really at a standstill. So, any mad or glad revolved around that. You know, one of the biggest drawbacks is no enforcement. You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny today, my dentist we're talking, and I said, by the way, I have a 4 o'clock ride. And he said to me, well, why don't you call him, tell him you'll call him when you're finished. I said, Dr. Joe, it doesn't work that way. The stupid rules of the county won't let you do that. I said, that would make more sense now, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do it that way.
No, they don't.
These people don't know what's going on.
No,
they don't
know
what we got to do. And the reason they don't know is because there's no damn enforcement of the law. That's why they don't know. Nothing happened.
It's true.
You know? So we have to deal with it. We have to try to clean up the mess that the government has put us in. You know, and then they want to give you tell you to go get a smartphone and work your way through that way. I just heard today in the fall now there's going to be a lot of changes to the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what that's about? I mean, it's so, you know, and changes might be good, they might be bad, but the point is, if there's no enforcement, you can damn well believe that they're going to be bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have a combination of mad and glad.
Mm-hmm.
Inner sight. Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. They'll be catering, Belport, New York, Shelby's Kitchen. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Iceland, New York. And we still call for prayers for Mr. Kennedy and his wife and his sister. All right. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, nobody stopped on Long Island. One of our good friends, Gary, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food. And when he's able to do it, he provides veterinarian care for the animals. 631-484-3085. Nobody stopped on Long Island. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. 880-7929, SILO. And we thank them for all of their support for the day from Milton and all of our friends who supported the day from Milton. It was a great, great event and a great honor to do. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight office line. You want to call in here, you want to talk about what you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650. And a new friend that I made, Rebecca, who is in a nursing home, I don't know where, but Rebecca, if you're listening, welcome to Inner Sight, and let us know anything we can do to help.
I believe we have a call. It might be from her.
I don't know.
205 right, area code?
I don't know.
Okay.
We have a call on Inner Sight. Hello.
Hang on. Hello.
Welcome. Yes. Hello, caller?
We muted. Okay. Maybe they
want to
listen.
Quiet.
Sorry.
Man, you interrupted me 10 times already. When you call, caller, you can either listen or you can talk. If you push the prompt, if you push one, we'll know that you're in the queue, you want to talk. Or you can just listen. All right. a Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, in thinking of all the people, this woman that I told you in a nursing home is very young, not old. A young person. She's multiply disabled, according to what she told me. And what really is available to her and all the other millions? Nothing. Nothing, because there's nothing solid available. I mean, all it is is a perpetual waiting list. You go on the waiting list. The independent living people come to visit you, and and you know that may not even be true in every place in this country. I don't know if they have independent living centers in some of the rural areas. I know that they don't have bus transportation in some of the rural areas. I recently came across a little city in Illinois where there's only bus service until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm told. There's no bus service there. You can't even get around over there, especially if you're disabled. So the half-assed programs, and I mean no disrespect to the people who run them and from the independent living and who don't like them. I'm talking about the people who created these programs, the politicians, and who administer these programs to the independent living. These half-assed programs really offer nothing, because even if you manage to get out, and the effort that it takes to get out, and what you got to go through, and the application and all that stuff, even if you manage to get out, what good is that if there's no guarantee that you're going to stay out, that you're going to get the help you need to be able to conduct your life, not be a burden to an institution? See, the way we envision it is very simple. The agencies help raise the money. They pitch in. The government puts up half the money, and the government can save billions of dollars that way. They won't have to operate these nursing homes anymore. So the programs that exist today to help people are really horrible. They're an insult. Insult not only to us, they're an insult to the taxpayers. And this is a definite mad. To the taxpayers, to society, and to everyone who believes in the American way of justice. Is Lorraine on the line?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you. All right.
Nope.
All right. So it's really a disgrace that in this country, with the wealth that we have, and the people and the corporation, that people can just look the other way and not take notice of the forgotten, the people, not only in nursing homes, I'm talking about in every aspect of life that we have to live in, dealing with the agencies. And I meet so many people who are under the wrong impression of what's going on. They're misinformed, or they're not informed, either one. And the government has given us the job of informing these people. Well, they're not informing them. Why aren't they letting them know? It's horrible to be treated that way, to know that the resources are there to provide help and to have people who want to be able to be productive and get a job and pay taxes, be a good, upstanding citizen. Most of us can't do that because we're too damn busy fighting to get what you need to do that.
Right.
You know, accessibility, rights. Like somebody said to me not too long ago when I told them when I lost my job, and they wouldn't give me a guide dog because I became a street musician. This friend of mine said to me, well, don't you need the dog to get the job? People think that way. The law should think that way. The law should be that way. a guide dog, a service dog, will indeed help a person get a job. That's a known fact. But it's not in the law. It's not in the... it's not legal in the schools where you have to go to get a service dog. It should be part of the regulation. I believe it should.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. What do you got? We got a caller?
That was the only caller that I had, but let's take a look again.
Why don't you run? Let's run the Able News before we
get busy. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Able News on Interstate.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you for that, ABLE News. And before we went on the air, my engineer told me that she had a, what I would call a mad. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Yes, I would like to. Yeah, I went to the post office today, and I needed a return receipt certified because it was going to the Department of Social Services so I could keep my Medicaid. Well, I went there, and I asked the person at the desk, could you please fill out, you know, all the paperwork for me because I can't see. He says, we can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? I said, it's a federal law. You're supposed to be able to do that. Well, what we have here is a federal law also. We can't do it because if it actually goes, I don't think that's true, but that I have to look at. Anyway, it goes through, you know, the processes of, and if it's done wrong, then they're to blame. I'm like, I just looked at the guy and I shook my head. I said, do you have a supervisor? We have an acting supervisor right now. Okay, let me speak to him. Same darn thing was said to me. I said, do you have a postmaster? I kept going up every single time. Postmaster's not it. So at this point, I really was angry. I had to wait until somebody walked through the door, a customer, to help me fill it out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know the problem is that there's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
They send you stuff you can't read. You know, they expect you to read it. They expect you to get somebody to fill it out. You know, even if they don't consider, maybe you don't want anybody to know your business and all that.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's like we don't count.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps happening because there's no enforcement of the law. They could never do it to anyone else. They only do it to us, who are visually impaired or disabled, so that we can't leave. And that's one of the things. It's very simple to remedy that. You know, I mean, in the ADA, you don't have to spend any money to remedy that.
You just have
to write it in there and enforce it.
That's right.
That's all you got to do. And we said it time and time again, and it's worth repeating. Every establishment should have a machine that duplicates large print or braille or even sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're dealing with the public. You don't know who's going to walk through your door or come in if they can get in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. They do it for foreign-speaking people. They have it right there.
That's
different
right.
Languages and all. But they don't do it for us.
No.
So, it happens every day, all over the country. In fact, all over the world, probably. And it's going to keep on happening until we get the right type of enforcement.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
It's just another thing that we got to fight through and deal with. All right, in a
I have Lorraine. Sorry.
Yeah. 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Let's get Lorraine on the air. In a sight. Hello, Lorraine.
Yes.
Hey,
hi, Lorraine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. How are you coming along? How's the show coming along?
It's coming along. Hold on 1 minute. No. Oh, my gosh. Hold on 1 second. Yes.
All right. I hope you're
Hello. How are you?
Making progress on your show.
Yeah. Senate.
You okay?
Lorraine?
No. Okay. I had to try to get my phone to stop. It has messages it wanted me to hear, so I had to stop. I had to answer two of them before it would stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going pretty good. We have a show this Thursday called Q&A. And I'm supposed to be going prime Thursday from 7 to 8.
No,
what's
good.
The title of the show Thursday?
For Thursday, it's going to be called Q&A, Questions and Answers. I did it before on a chat line, and it was doing very well until somebody decided that they didn't see the logic in it and stopped us from having it on his on this chat line.
Well, if you do better on your show, you like it, you do it, you know.
Yeah, I think it would do much better. Mm-hmm.
Now, questions and answers, what topic? Topic or how's it
work?
The
topic is we'll get a topic and talk about that one subject or topic for a couple of minutes or so. It'll be a round discussion table on that one subject. You'll get a vision of a male's point of view and a woman's point of view. Yep.
Oh, all right.
That's
you're
what you get in the third part.
Yeah.
And then the subject and topic changes, you know, from now and then. It's like if a person calls and they want to know about a relationship question or, like, they went on a date or something and this person, they will explain some things about the person. They seem like they want to get to know them and wanted to go on another date. Should they or should they not go on a date with them, or should they continue? You know, about it's about love, life, relationships, couplings, or in general everyday questions about, you know, incidents of the day. Yeah.
Getting to know somebody
and a little bit of everything else, you know. That's what it's going to be about. And they'll probably tell you they went on a date with this person and this person seems to be like, you know, this and that or the other. And they want to ask you why, what do you think about a person who did this or the other. You know, or different situations. That's what that show is about.
Yeah, well, that has to be very specific. specific if they're going to look for
advice. Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, they're going to be great. But see, the thing about it, that show is going to be rated R.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wouldn't,
yes,
I wouldn't let people whose names don't know, something like that.
Huh?
I wouldn't let people identify themselves.
No, they don't. They could use an they could use an anonymous name or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm. No, of course, that's what we're going to have. We did it like that before, where everybody used an anonymous name. Mm.
All right, well, that sounds interesting. And,
yeah.
See how it goes,
and,
you know.
Yep. And then Tuesdays, we're going to have sports talk.
Okay.
And Wednesday, I'm not sure what's this going to be yet. My daughter, she's 18 years old now, so...
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, does she want to have teen talk where her friends could call in and they could talk about teen things, you know, like young adult stuff they could speak about. Of course, I'll be there with her, supervising and everything. And then Saturday is like a float your boat type of thing, whatever you want to do, like sing, recite poetry, book reading. And of course, I'll be playing music on it too. Or if they want to hear a particular song, they can hear one. And then Sunday will be like a inspirational, uplifting, motivational type of service. You know, that's
right.
What I have with
it. Like you got a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You got to try them out. You won't know how it works until you try them out.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I'm going to 7 to 8 to see if it'll do better in that time slot.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, 831 New York. And what's coming up? 4th of July, right? Father's Day.
Mm.
Father's Day coming up in, what, a couple of weeks? You know?
And Frank, you know, here in New York City, they have the Puerto Rican Day Parade. That's
mm-hmm.
like every Sunday before Father's Day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that this coming Sunday?
I think it's this coming Sunday, if I'm not, you know, if I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's like every Puerto Rican in the state of New York City will probably be out there. In Manhattan. I forgot where it runs from 5th, 8th. I'm not sure.
I believe it starts at Eastern Parkway.
Yeah.
And then goes, does it go to the city?
Yes, it's always in the city.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In Manhattan.
All right, so
mm-hmm.
Puerto Rican Day Parade, Father's Day, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
All coming up. And, you know, when we think about the 4th of July and the Independence Day, that's a great tool to talk about people who are disabled and ill. You know, how are we really permitted to be independent if we don't have the tools we need to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's something really to consider and talk about. And what can the authorities do to make sure that all are totally independent? You know, in so many different ways that we, the disabled, don't have. Some of them very simple, but nevertheless needed. You know, like being able to read a sign or a store and all that. So on and so forth. I don't know about other people, but I hate going shopping. This is a mad for me. I hate going shopping because I got to depend on somebody else to read what I'm going to spend my money on. Now, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, except those who are visually impaired or so impaired that they can't read, has to do that. Only we. In fact, and I've said this many times, if a store or a company treated everybody the way they treat us, their business wouldn't last a week.
You better believe it.
Nobody would go in there.
That's right.
You know, if they couldn't read anything and find things and, be able to access content and all that. So that's part of being independent. Being able to, and the labor laws that are made by the legislators, the government, they don't protect us. We can't even read them. The millions of us who are visually impaired. And even some who are not visually impaired, who may not be able to read, read them. So there's a big blow against independence and why we're in the situation we're in. All right, Inner Sight, anybody want to sound off? 213-816-1650. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic. Pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And we usually, the title is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But we usually pick a subtitle of what we're going to talk about. So we gotta dig one up.
Yeah.
Right? For Wednesday. And Thursday we leave open for guests or just a subject that we think is interesting enough to talk about. So at this point we're open. Summertime is usually slow on the show. People out doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Together with the family and all that. But that's all right. Oh, go ahead.
No, there's another holiday that was founded Juneteenth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Juneteenth. That's another one. I think it's on, what is it, on the 19th?
Yeah.
Yeah, Juneteenth. They've already celebrated, but they didn't make it a federal holiday. Until I think it was last year they made it a federal holiday.
I believe so.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
What holiday is that, Lorraine? Do you know?
It's called Juneteenth. It's a holiday, it's that African Americans usually celebrate. And I think it's a holiday they celebrate because of the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get it wrong. I think slaves or something like that, that they were freed.
Slavery.
Yeah, freedom of slavery, that they were freed. And they have a big celebration. They usually all come together. They cook. They share stories and stuff like that. It's just a big old celebration of freedom.
All right, so June 10th, that's coming up.
Mm-mm,
19th.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
June 19th,
that's the date.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so maybe you could get somebody on your show who would like to talk about that, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around Father's Day.
Yeah, I think, isn't it on the same day as Father's Day?
No, no. I thought it was.
No,
the,
it's not.
Yeah. Hold on, I could look it up.
Okay. I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to,
well,
in other words, make a mistake.
Father's Day is usually on a Sunday, yeah.
Mm.
Of course it is.
Let's see. Monday.
All right, in a
It's on a Monday?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What's on a Monday?
June 19th.
Oh, June 19th. All right. So,
yeah.
So the Sunday before that is probably Father's Day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. June 18th. Yeah, it's when all the deadbeat dads go on the cover.
Don't make me laugh.
All right, you know. Deadbeat dads. All right. Inner Sight and Man of Glad Monday. Of course, Friday is the funniest. You know, we have some crazy time around here. And oh, by the way, tomorrow night, Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with some music on the open mic show. And she'll also be here Friday with some crazy stuff. So, you know, a little more variety has been added to Inner Sight. Sweet Pepper Treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anyone would like to be on the show, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. 1620@gmail.com. And we'll, you know, make sure you include your contact information in the email. And we'll get back to you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't hear any other agencies. And I'd like to see this change. Any other agencies coming forward to join with us, you know, and it doesn't have to be about guide dogs, service dogs, nursing homes, or, you know, it could be whatever you want it to be, whatever you think is worthwhile. Your agency. We did have a great day for Milton. Silo participated, so we're very happy for that. And we need more agencies to step up and modify their mission statement to do more for people who are struggling. And I noticed, too, that more and more younger people are being put in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who contacted me, she's only 59 years old.
Hmm. It's young.
In a nurse. So the trend is getting worse.
Wow.
You know, and there's a reason for that. It's getting worse because they see more money there. The person is younger, they're going to collect longer, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And these nursing homes are gobbling that up.
They certainly are.
They just have no caring for people. To, you know, insist, they ought to insist that the system be changed, especially if they work in a nursing home. The people who work in these nursing homes can do a lot more thing they're doing. So, Inner Sight urges you, and we will continue to pose anything that we feel will help change this system and turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And as I said, any agency that wants to get involved, we'd be happy to sit down and talk with you and see what ways you would like to get involved. You know, it doesn't have to be everything that Inner Sight says. It could be done in a different way and still get the point, of course, the message, of course. So, take the example from these corporations that are changing because they want to attract people. And do that, apply that to the disabled and the elderly who still have a lot of years left. Nobody knows how much time you got left.
That's right.
And yet they'll abuse it and use it. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? You want to miss any calls?
No, not that I saw.
You say there's nobody on the line. 846, New York. And let's see, what else did I hear in the news tonight? The one thing about Trump and I heard about Apple. They're coming up with a new changes in the smartphone. I don't know what they are. You know, there were no details. I don't know if disabled people are being contacted to, you know, get our input. I don't know that that's being done. I have a strong suspicion that it's not.
I haven't been contacted. I just got mine.
And that's based on past results of how these things just go through and forget about those of us who need something a little different. So who knows about that? And this one device that they said that they were creating cost over $3,000. Now, if you're going to pay $3,000 for something, you can't read it and you can't access it, and, what good is it? Well, it remains to be seen. Of course, they're looking at the majority of their consumer base is not disabled, I would say. So they probably have it all figured out, how much they're going to sell to the average consumer. And then I heard something about the drug companies getting together with some other companies. You know, companies are, they're doing something different now. They're starting to join together to enhance what it is they do.
Wow.
Now, that could be very bad for the disabled.
Yeah.
If it's not built in to include us. Well, there's another trend And I heard that one big company was cited by the government for violating security laws. Something to do with investments, you know. So there's all kinds of things going on out there. And we are standing still in a sense, and being left behind and forgotten. We see that a lot. So Inner Sight is going to, we're going to expose that. We're going to try to find more and more product and everything else and bring it to the attention of the public that we should be included in all the devices and everything else. All right, Inner Sight. And Monday night, Matt or Glad. I'd like to hear from you if you're out there. You got a Matt or a Glad. Want to extend my thanks once again to all those who participated in the Day for Milk and Suffolk Bus Corp. Of course, one of them. Silo, Able News, the hometown papers here, and we are trying to get pictures over to the local papers. Some of them want to do a follow-up, so we're working on that. Keep you posted, let you know if anything is published. We'll try to get it put up on our website. A lot of people came together. People still talking about it. They stopped me on the street. How was the event? You know, and the local hardware store promoted it. Brinkman's. I thank them. And just the regular people. I ran into a guy the other day in the local coffee shop. Him and his wife came to the event, and she even went online and made a donation to Inner Sight. So a lot of people came together. They understood what the message was, and it's the beginning. As I said when I spoke over there, it's the first day of Milton's legacy. I want to thank everybody for being a part of that. And we're making arrangements in a couple of different states to try to get a Day for Milton going. Talking to people and trying to line up people. There is interest. I got to say, and I'm very happy about it. 853 New York, Inner Sight around the world. Let's get a tally. Can we get a tally? How many people we got?
Yeah.
Listening?
Hold on. I'm just getting there.
I want a big tally.
Yeah, I want a big tally too.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
it's
don't
just
forget,
taking
folks,
a minute.
We got to do it quietly. We have a big. We have two petitions, one on the service dog school and one on the nursing home, change.org. Click on and find Inner Sight and read the petition. Sign them.
Yeah, hold on. Let me first give you the what we have as our old-time listens, 120,145.
All right, 120,145.
Yep.
And
okay,
growing.
Now let me get to the petition.
yeah. And people listening. We mostly get listeners, but that's all right.
That's okay.
We'll take that. All right, inner sight.
Our nursing home petition has 64 supporters.
Well, we got to build that one up.
Oh, yeah.
How many names
the
on the other
one? Yeah, I'm getting you the other one.
The service dog school. 76,498.
Sounds good to me. I don't know if it's true or not, but we'll find out right now. It's not
going. Well, that's the number that I like.
Give me a moment and do something else, and I'll come in and tell you what it is. It's not coming to that page yet.
All right, insight. We got a few minutes left. You go to change.org and you can find the both petitions, read them, and sign them, and help us make a difference in people's lives.
We have to probably give it to them tomorrow because I cannot find the petition right at this moment. Hold on. I'm going to do a search and we'll see what happens. Okay. Here we are. All right. 75,887. That went up.
Mm-hmm, it did.
I'm sorry? Frank, you okay?
I don't hear
Frank.
Him.
Okay.
I wonder what happened. Hello?
I'm here. I don't know where you went.
I was saying where Frank go.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have just two more minutes and
mm-hmm.
our host stepped away.
Yeah.
And I'd like to actually continue the show until time is up.
Okay.
yeah, exactly. I would like to say, you know, if anybody is interested in providing shows to us, just go to Frank's email. It's innersight1620@gmail.com, and you could write exactly what you need right there. And then I'd like to give you our number. It's 631-224-3090 if you have anything that you'd like to share or get help with or whatever you need. Okay? So I appreciate everybody's listening to us, and I'm going to be calling Frank because I want to see if he's okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night. Enjoy it all, everyone.
Yes. Okay. Take care.